Yes, you often come out of a brand new haircut and people say it must have been for charity, but this one was for charity for Jimmy Maloney, so we'll get to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Yeah, TK, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Tell us about it, the haircut.
Oh, yeah, mate, it was just as I've got a close family friend. We found out just after Origin he's fighting leukemia and all the long ago. So, it was just a big show of support for him and, raised some money. I think they raised about $40,000 or
Good
$50,000
stuff.
to try and find a cure for a kid's leukemia. So, yeah, great cause. And he's fighting it like a little champion. So, it's nice to show some support with him.
Puts it into perspective a little bit, Jimmy, doesn't it?
Nothing more sad.
It does, mate. Yeah, it does. Especially when you've got kids of your own.
Yep.
To have healthy kids.
Yeah. All right, we've got to talk some footy, obviously. The Penrith performance on Saturday, the week before wasn't good against the Gold Coast. I think it got a little worse on Saturday. I know you weren't out there, but surely the indicators weren't there during the course of the week that that was going to be what the team were putting out on the park, especially in front of their home crowd for the last time.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. The build-up all week was really good, so it was a little bit of a surprise. I think we just sort of missed the mark. We're a little bit flat, and I think we played too lateral. They tried to play around them and weren't getting over the advantage line and taking them on. That lateral play compounded in errors and all that sort of stuff. So it all just fell apart a little bit. But hopefully, if I can change the mentality this week, that sort of stuff and the lateral sort of playing can sort of be turned around pretty quickly.
Jimmy, you looked pretty surprised last night on Fox when they brought up a rugby league rumour that there's some sort of fracture between yourself and the star halfback Nathan Cleary. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I had no idea there was anything out there about it. So I was surprised that there's zero truth in it, obviously. We get on with the rules. So, I don't know where it's from. As I said, I didn't even know it was out there. But, we've got a really good relationship, mate. I'm enjoying playing with him.
The other one that was there around on Friday was the fact that, or the rumour that, the Gold Coast Titans had made an approach to you for next season. Now, I don't know how early you knew about the move from Cronulla to Penrith, but have you heard anything? Has your manager heard anything from the Gold Coast Titans?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. That's literally the first time I've heard that whisper there at all. So I've got no idea why. I'll be going anywhere. I've just started Penrith and I'm enjoying it out there and loving it. And I've got no reason.
There's also a report in today's one of today's newspapers suggesting that your name has been put forward as a coaching candidate at the Penrith Panthers. So I don't know. Has that been discussed?
No, mate, no, it hasn't.
I'm only making that one. I'm making that one up. I'm making that one up. The other two, though, they have been out there.
We only half made up the other ones. Jimmy, the mood, I mean, I know you said the training was solid and, we've had these conversations with poor old Corey Norman and Aaron Woods in previous life forms, about everything's always good and positive at training and then, you just don't get that performance come the weekend. But obviously it's a massive challenge for Cameron Serraldo. Are you still thinking it's a difficult task for the players 4 weeks out from the finals to lose their head coach?
I suppose it's hard to get a read. It doesn't seem like a whole lot's changed. The feeling at the club is that it's been dealt with and we've moved on. Everyone's just focused on that. Obviously it's hard to, find out and get inside people's heads and what they're thinking and all that sort of stuff. But, from looking around, the feeling is that was dealt with, the week it all sort of happened and everyone sort of, moved on and understood that, we put ourselves in a good position and, we weren't going to let, something that's happened around us and, sort of above us that dictate how the season ends and sort of wasted opportunity. So it hasn't had a feeling like that. But as I said, it's one of those things where it's really hard to know. With a young group, where everyone's heads at, but yeah, the feeling you get is that it's sort of been dealt with and moved on.
How would you describe Cameron Serrato as a coach? What sort of coach is he?
Yeah, look, I think he's he's a pretty calm bloke. He's got a good understanding of football and knows what we need to do. And we've been working really hard on a few, key things that we've thought we needed to improve. But I think at the moment, those sort of areas that we wanted to improve have sort of been improving, but everything else has been going a bit backwards as well. So it's just trying to put it all together. And, I think, if we can just get out of the lateral football mentality and go back to really earning our field position and things like that, I think that'll help. And I think sometimes playing sides that you expect yourselves to beat, it's easy to fall into that habit of, oh, here we are, we'll just play and we'll blow them away because we're a better team. So I think a little bit of that can sometimes creep in. And hopefully, I think the good news is it's given our rain in New Zealand all week, and it's going to be a wet weather football game. So hopefully it's the perfect conditions to get us back going direct and getting in that grind of field position and earning your points.
It's a bit tedious, mate, but I've got to ask you, how's your recovery coming? The regular season, only 2 weeks to go before week one of the finals. What are you on target for?
Yeah, I'm really good. I think I got the doc checked the knee out yesterday when we come in. I'm just in the brace till tomorrow. Then I should get out of that. I'll run on the Ultra G machine tomorrow. And then Friday I should strap it up and I'll have me return to run, rehab running. And then I'll be right to kick off full training with all the boys next week and play against Melbourne.
Gus been at training more the last 2 weeks?
Oh, he's been around. I don't know if he's been around and obviously having bits and pieces put in. But we've got a lot of the coaching staff all bitching in and helping Ciro out, which is really good at the moment.
That was coaching staff pitching in, not bitching, okay? That was pitching.
Clarify that.
Good pitching on you, Jimmy. Yeah. Good to chat.
Good luck.
Pleasure, guys.
Good luck with the coaching gig.
Thanks, mate.